Have your Bible turned tonight to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, the old preacher. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. We'll begin reading for sake of time, verse 9. But I said, what profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he hath set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and do good in his life. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doth it that men should fear before him. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been, and God requireth that which is past. And moreover, I saw under the sun the punishment, the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. And I said in mine heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. I said in mine heart concerning the estates of the sons of men, that God might manifest them, that they might see that they themselves are beasts. For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts. Even one thing befalleth them, as the one dieth, so dieth the other. Yea, they have all one breath, so that a man hath no preeminence above a beast for all his vanity. All go unto one place, all are in the of the dust, and all turn to the dust again. Who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth upward, and the spirit of the beast that goeth downward to the earth? Wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his portion. For who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? I want to preach this tonight, if God will be my help. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you die. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you die. As we look at this, we see the old preacher, and he begins in verse 1 talking about the seasons. And he said, there's a season, a time, and a purpose for everything under the sun. For everything in this world, there's a season and a time for all of it. But then he comes down to verse 9 and he asked this question. He said, what are you working for? Amen. He said, there's a time and a season for everything, and we got a lot of things going on. Amen. We're busy people. We got lots of things going on. This is a busy time. It's busy. We're busy people. We've got lives and families and homes and businesses and jobs, and we're trying to run it all at the same time. But the old preacher would stop here after he says there's a time and a season. He said there's a time to kill and to heal, and a time to tear down, and time to build, and a time to cast stones, and time to gather stones, and a time to lose, and time to get. He said there's a time for everything. But he said, what are you working for? What a question. And I got to think about that. I said, well, you know, if we don't have something to work for, we might as well just eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow we die. Amen. We pass through this life. The Bible said our life is like a vapor and it's gone. And if we're not working to some point, to some effect, amen, then we're just working for naught. Amen. So he asked this question here in verse 9. He said, what profit he worketh in that wherein he laboreth? In other words, he says, what are you working for? We need to think about that tonight. What are we working for? What's the end result of our accomplishment? I was talking to a young couple the other day, and talking about their children. And I told them, I said, the most important thing that you can give them, and because they're talking about education, schooling, and clothing, and everything being so expensive. I said, well, I know it is. It's hard. It's hard on everybody trying to make ends meet. But I said, the most important thing that you can give your children, and boy, their eyes lit up, I said, is Jesus. Amen. Amen. And you can give them everything in this world, but praise God, the best and most important thing that we can give our families, our children, our loved ones, is the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when it's all said and done, the old preacher said, everything else is just vanity and vexation of spirit. He said, there's no purpose behind it. And the purpose behind what we're doing today, it should be working for the glory of God. And day by day, getting closer to Him and being more like Him, looking for His appearing, amen, as if He might come any day. Remember we preached last Wednesday night on looking for that blessed hope? And that blessed hope is Lord Jesus Christ coming, taking us out in the rapture, and we don't even have to die. Amen? That's my blessed hope today, praise God. I told Lady Day, we was talking, Miss Barbara, I said, I'm not looking for the undertaker. I said, praise God, we're looking for the upward taker. She hadn't thought of it like she said, well, yeah, you're right. Amen. That's what we need to be looking for. Somebody come, just come, the Lord just come get us and take us to be with Him. That should be our heart's desire. But we have to think about this tonight as we look at the old preacher. What are we working for? What are we doing? What we do and the reason we're doing it. Amen. What are you working for? Because he said, everything else is just travail. He said, I have seen the travail which God hath given the sons of men to be exercised in it. A lot of travail, a lot of hardships, but you know what? If we would back up and refocus and focus on the things that are important. See, I think what we need to do is prioritize our lives and say, Lord Jesus Christ, and in our families, amen, and then the world, praise God. And when we put the Lord first, He'll take care of our family. If we put the Lord first, then He'll take care of our job. If we put the Lord first, He'll take care of our home. But see how it fits in order? Amen? But He said, I see the travail in people's hearts because the world that we live in is out of order. I was talking to a fellow yesterday. He said, I don't understand what's going on. I said, I tell you what's exactly what's going on. The world's upside down. Amen? My son-in-law was talking the other night at dinner. He said, yes, and he was looking on things. He said, these people that still think the earth is flat. Amen? I told him, I said, well, the earth ain't flat. I said, anybody with any sense would know that. But by the way things happen, when you look off in the horizon, when you're down at the ocean, amen, it just grows off in distance, disappears. But glory to God. I said, what? But the problem ain't it that people believe that the earth is flat. Praise God, they've turned this whole world upside down. Amen. And we did that when we got to think about time and season for everything, praise God, and we forgot to remember God. So we might as well just eat, drink, be merry, and just remember, just think about tomorrow you're going to die. Amen. It seems like a life is fleeting at best. Amen. It flies by. I mean, you get to talking to folks that's in the hospital and getting way up in the years. They said, it don't seem like no time ago, you know, I was 40 and 50 and now they're up 70 and 80. Amen. And life just keeps flying on by. But he said that travail is there. And he tells in verse 11, the world is enjoying what God has given. Amen. And we should enjoy what God gives. Brother Dean, I love nature. I love look out this time of year and see the trees. Amen. Me and my wife was talking about Sunday coming up the valley and that rain had come in, set in. And praise God, you can just see the leaves are growing. You can see grass growing too. Amen. You get real quiet. I believe you can hear it. But praise God, that's just God. And we should enjoy the good things of God. But he said they was enjoying the things of God without recognizing God. How many times do we enjoy the things of God, but we don't take time to recognize the God of the things? Without Him was not anything made that was made. The Lord made it all. Amen. And we shouldn't enjoy it. We shouldn't be able to enjoy it. We can enjoy it without thinking about Him, but we shouldn't want to enjoy it without thanking the Lord for it. Amen. Praise God, because He gives it all to us. And what a gracious God He is. He's given it to us in abundance. We've been blessed in the United States of America. So he said we need to enjoy what God has given. Look at what he says in verse 12. He said, I know that there is no good in them before a man to rejoice and do good in his life. And also that every man should eat and drink, enjoy the good of all his labor. But then he said, it is the gift of God. Do you ever think about that every morning when you get up? You throw your feet around in your sleep and half conscious and your feet hit the floor, praise God. That's just the gift of God. Amen. There's so many people that I visit just about every week that would love to be able to do that. They'll just be able to sit up, throw their feet down, and stand up. But they're not able to. He said, we take that for granted. That God has given us. He said, this blessings that God has given us and how we take them for granted, we don't appreciate them. Amen. That little girl come last Wednesday night, that was coming home last Wednesday night and went out of this world in that wreck. And her little sister laying over there, it's blind in one eye and her legs is busted open, her ribs is broke, amen, and ain't able to get up and go tonight like you, back to the house of God. But we're able to, and we take it for granted. Amen. We don't appreciate what God did. What makes us like that? This natural man. The natural man that we are, a lot of times it's that unregenerated part of us. Let me just say this, our flesh is not is still unregenerated. It's not regenerated. Our soul is regenerated. Our soul, so we have to allow it to be the guiding force. And we do that when we allow the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit of God to direct our paths. Amen. He begins to make that difference. Because they, just like these people, he didn't realize that their prosperity was due to God's blessings, to the blessings that he was pouring out upon them. Amen. I said, praise God, I can't thank God enough for that little old red car out there. I said, I thank him every time I go get in. I said, thank you God for this. Amen. It allows me to keep a going for you. Boy, I thank the Lord for it. You say, well, preacher, that's crazy. Why, amen, God done give it to me. Amen. I say glory to his name. Amen. I don't take it lightly. Amen. If we ain't careful, we get things and we think we deserve that. Hello? We get thinking, I deserve that. Amen. I don't deserve nothing. I deserve hell. But my God is so gracious, praise God, and my prosperity is just the blessings of God. Amen. What he does for me. Just like I was talking about the other week, Brother Ralph was talking about the offering had been really good for several weeks. And I said, glory be God, it's just God prospering his people. People being obedient and falling in there, doing what's right, and God blessing them on purpose. Amen. To God be the glory. It just blesses my heart to see God blessing his people. Amen. Because I got news for you. God's got more to give than we can receive. Amen. He said he'd pour it out. He said we could stamp it and pump it and mash it down, praise God, but we can't. Hey, he said he'd give it out so we won't be able to contain it. He said he'd be running over. Amen. And he wants to do that. And he wants to do that for us. But we got to remember, praise God, we can't be that, let this old man, natural man overrule and override that spiritual man. Praise God. And we do that, glory to God, when we realize that there's a future ahead. Amen. We're working towards something. It's just like when you start out in the job and you go to school and you think Miss Sarah, she thinks she wants to, she knows what she wants to be when she gets old, like me. Amen. But you really ain't got a clue. I mean, sometimes a young person started and they'll say, well, this is what I want to do. And that's what my daughter did that. She wanted to be in the pharmacy. She wanted to work in something with the metal and she pursued that and that's where she is. But that don't happen very much. Usually we go out there and we feel around and we finally find, it's kind of like trying on shoes. You keep trying them on and you find something that fits. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, when you find that fits already, we ought to do it for the glory of God. Amen. Lift it up, giving Him glory for everything that He's prosperous with. Amen. Because He is God. He gives us all these things. Amen. He said it is a gift of God, verse 13. Amen. But he says in verse 14, he says, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doth it, that man should fear before him. Realize, amen, that everything that we have, everything we see, amen, it's God's. It's God. God give us everything that we have. He gives us everything that we've got. Praise the Lord. And we ought to just fear before Him. Say, thank you, Lord. Glory be to God for the blessings. Amen. But if we ain't real careful, we'll get high-heated and high-minded and we'll forget that all this is a laying of foundations. Amen. And God's trying to point us to a future. Kind of like when we start in that job and you don't know, most people don't start out at the top. You start out the bottom. And I started out maintenance as a fuzz picker. Amen. You ought to go try to buy a car and ask you what you do for a living. Say, I'm a fuzz picker. Amen. Don't sound very... Don't sound like you got to have a whole lot of talent to do that. Amen. But you take a grinder with a little rod on it, and you had to go through them spinning frames. And Brother Robert knows what I'm talking about. And you had to go through and clean that fuzz out every shift, every line. So that the spinning frames and twisters wouldn't grab it and spin it off and jerk it in the bottom and pull the bobbins off. What I started out doing, straight out of high school. Going to school at night to be an auto mechanic. Or during the day, working at night. Amen? And I was the fuzz picker. I thought I was pretty good, praise God, right out of school. Nobody else had a job. I graduated on Sunday, went to work on Monday. I done went put in applications for graduation. Amen. Come out, praise God, and went to work on Monday morning and picked fuzz, praise God, of an evening and went to school in the day, praise the Lord. And come to find out one day in a little while, praise the Lord, hey, you know what? I can make more money in maintenance working in them plants than I could working on automobiles. Besides that, they changed all the criteria. I got through 3/4 of it, a year and 3/4. Had 3 months, like 3 months finishing up auto mechanic. And they come to me and they said, well, said son, we got some good news. Called us all in. Had the day classes and the night classes. Called us all in. I knew something up when they called us all together. You know, you have that suspicion. Hey man, you're trying to say, well, what did I do? What did I do? What did I mess up? And they call you and they said, well, we got good news and bad news. Said, the good news, you just got 3 more months of school and you'll be finished with this course. We're like, yay! And they said, but bad news is, next year they're switching everything to electronic ignition and fuel injection. Said, you got to start all over. I said, what? 2 years? Amen. And so I had in my yearbook, I said, I want to be an auto mechanic and maybe have my own shop someday. That was my desire. Sarah, that's what I want to do when I was in high school. But it didn't work out though. I ended up doing maintenance in plants. And when Shaw shut down, I went to work at Silver Line, 28 and a half years, started out at the bottom, started out just running a line. 6 months later, I went into the shop. Hey man, about 9 months later, they made me assistant supervisor. Praise God, I just moved my way up to as assistant engineer. Hey man, I worked my way up. But you know what? It wasn't me that got me there. It was a good God of glory, amen. And that was a working in me, praise God. He was a give me the strength and the power, amen, and the performance, glory be to God, to give Him glory. And you know what? I didn't give Him glory enough. If we ain't so careful, God will get the blessings. He'll get the blessings, and we won't take time to give Him glory for the blessings. Amen. It's a wonder He don't just shut us off. Amen. Just shut us off, shut us down, and say, hey, just hang out right there about 6 months by yourself, see how you like that. Amen. By then, you'll be time to start saying, Lord, help me. And then when He did, you'd say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. But I wonder sometimes that ain't what He does. He just lets us, like Brother Rex talking about those dry spells. Sometimes He lets us go through those dry spells, praise God, just to make us think about when the glory comes down. Amen. When we really get in there and we begin to praise Him and say, thank you, Lord, for just meeting with us, for showing up one more time, for blessing our heart. Sweet Spirit of God running over my soul, praise God, lifting me up out of the muck and the mire. Amen. Encouraging my heart and getting me to go yonder so I just praise you again. Amen. Amen. But if we ain't careful, old mully grubs will sink in, go through a dry spell, and we'll think, oh, well, you know, then I guess this is all over with. I thought that too. Amen. I said, what? Like Brother X said, what's the use? I feel like old Isaiah said, Lord, how long? Amen. How long? I got to do this with these people. Amen. I, I'm about wore out and ain't nobody listening. He said, just preach. He said, till the world without habitation. He said, just keep preaching, praise God, till there ain't none left. I thought pretty much a time or two and we was headed down that road, but glory be to God, He always comes through on time and encourages our heart, lifts me up, praise God. He said, go try one more time. Amen. And I forget about the pout and I come out with a shout, Brother David. Amen. Glory be to God, what a Savior. Amen. At that time I think, might as well just call off the dogs, throw up the flag, go to the house, praise God. Somebody will set up and go, whoa! Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Gotta give you a little unction. He said, go on just a little further. Be like old J.R. Plemons, you say. And he tell this on my granddaddy. So he's down there at the barber shop and he's a cutting hair. He said he always called Grandpa Uncle Ott. He said, Grandpa would come in there and he said, J.R. said, how you doing? The granddad be sitting there in the chair and he'd be cutting his hair. He'd say, Uncle Ott said, I ain't doing much good. He said, I just think I'll just quit. Just give it up. And granddad would say, well, J.R., he said, why don't you quit and give it up over at the church on Sunday? Come on over. Praise God. He said, Uncle Ott, open the door. I'd go over there. God show up. Amen. A glory would come down. He said, I'd go a little farther. Amen. Amen. You know, wait, old J.R., I believe he's right on the verge of 89 years old. Still preaching the gospel. He went down a while back. He can't go out at night. He can't see good stuff. But him and his little wife, praise God. Roger said, come down there, I think it's two or three Sundays ago, got up and preached for him down there at the house of God. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because he didn't quit along the way. Still had that, praise God. He got down one time. I'll tell this. He got down one time over in a hospital. His little wife got on the phone, began to call people up, called her son and all them, said, hey, listen, said, J.R.'s down, said, he's in a bad way, said, don't think he's going to make it. I said, he's wondering if you get a whole bunch of them preacher boys he knew, those that, praise God, those that he had brought up under him, some old preachers that he knew. See, if they go over to the VA hospital about such and such a time on such and such a day and just have a word of prayer. I'll never forget that. I went over and I pulled up in that VA hospital, went up there to his room. Son, you couldn't even get in. They had two rooms there. Amen. He was in one, had them spread out in two. Couldn't even get them in two rooms. Preachers come to pray over that old man. Amen. Glory be to God. And I tell you what, we got to pray and we got to agonize with God, calling out God to God behind for that old preacher, man. Glory be to God. And God showed down. Glory come down. God showed up. Praise God. And He's here today. Doctor said, you need to go ahead and make things right. Get things finished up. Just a matter of time, just a few days. He said, we can't get this under control. You ain't gonna make it. Pretty much just told him, it's the end. You're finished. Amen. But I want to say that old man had faith. Amen. That little old preacher fella, praise God. He said, hey, listen, I just call up some good old preacher friend. Have them come down. Let's get a hold of God one more time and say, God, I want to go just a little further. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I can't forget old brother Dan Stevenson. He used to come up here all the time, and if he wanted to preach, I'd let him preach. I'd ask him every time he came, I'd say, bro, you got anything on your heart? He said, not today. He'd say, well, I might have a little something. I said, come back tonight. Or you want to preach this morning? Amen. Open it up. Glory to God. He'd get up there. He'd preach. Sometimes he'd repeat himself out of the life a little bit. But that's all right. Glory be to God. God's word's worth repeating. If it's worth telling one time, it's worth telling 101. Glory be to God. He'd get up there and preach. But I'll never forget. He'd come in that pew. Praise God. He'd sit there and say, Brother Dad, how you doing? How you doing all right today? You know what he'd say? He said, how about two taters to heal? I said, I never realized what he was talking about till I got, he called me to do his funeral. Praise God. I sat there and watched him die. At his house, I went down to his funeral and I told them fellas at the funeral, all them preachers, a whole lot more qualified to preach it tonight than me. But I said, let me tell you about Brother Dad. I said, he wanted to finish well. He said, hey, he said, I'm about the Lord's business. I'm productive, but I'm not as productive as I'd like to be. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why? Because he knew what he had. Yeah. Bless my heart. He come in there. His daughter would get up there and she'd get, he had to admit sometimes he didn't know who you was. Sometimes he didn't know who she was. But she'd get that old redback hymn out. And she'd start singing, Brother Dan. She'd just start singing a song. She'd quit and old Brother Dan would pick up. Sing that whole song from where she left off. Amen. couldn't remember his name, praise God, couldn't remember people, but glory be to God, he never forgot the old songs of Zion. Amen. She could open up his Bible and say, Brother Daddy, and she said, Daddy, the Bible says, and she'd start, she'd call out a verse and a number, amen, a book and a number, and she'd start to quote it and he'd finish it. Amen. Hey, glory be to God. Why? Because it was something worth having, glory be to God. Amen. He said, hey, listen, eat, drink, be merry, for tomorrow you die. But I will say, glory be to God. He's a God that we can live for today. Amen. Amen. He's ever-present God. An ever-present help, praise the Lord. He's the one that prospers. But I said all that to say this. We're looking for a little glimpse of eternity. Amen. What we're trying to see, praise God, is just a little glimpse of the future. If God could ever let us just get a little glimpse of the future, praise God, in this life that we're living. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, where He done brought you from. He done brought you from your past. Amen. Hey, He's put you in the present. Glory to God. Ain't you glad you're here? Amen. Glory be to God. I wouldn't take nothing for it. Amen. Amen. He brought you from the past, put you in the present, praise God, and He's heading you for a future. Amen. Amen. But He said, if we ain't careful, we forget to remember God. Remember all His goodness and His mercy, tender care that He has for us. Amen. Look what He says. He said, in verse 16, He said, moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment. That wickedness was there. Place of judgment. And He said, wickedness is there. He said, in the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. Sinfulness. Wickedness and sinfulness is a place in a place of judgment and a place of righteousness. He said, and I said in my heart. Now watch this. He said, I said in my heart, in mine heart, concerning the state of the sons of men, that God might manifest them, that they might see that they themselves are beasts. Hey, he said, I would that people could just see that we're just like beasts. We're just like animals. Amen. God says, He said, I take care of the animals. And they don't even have to think about it. Amen. They have no soul to worship. Praise God. They have no spiritual worship of God. But He said, praise God, but He said, I take care of them. And He said, the same way I take care of them, I'll take care of you. He said, there's not a sparrow that falls out of the sky that I don't know about it. And He said, how much more will I take care of you? Amen. Praise God. He said, because I care for you. He said, if we could just come down to the basic of just being a brute beast, realize we're just a creation of God. Amen. That He created us and He put us here. Amen. For His glory. To be used of God. Amen. Said we're just like brute beast. Amen. But He said there's a time of wickedness, there's a time of judgment. He said we just realize where we're at. Amen. Every purpose and every work will be judged. He said, but the problem is that man can't deny that there's a future existence. Amen. In our daily living, we tend to just deny that we don't want to think about the future existence. Amen. Someday, somewhere, we're going to keep living. Amen. We're going to live. Hey, we live forever in one place or another. Amen. God creates that way. See, hell's not designed for us. Hell was made for the devil and those demons. Amen. That's why that place was made. And if we go there, it's against everything God wanted. Amen. But He said, if we could just realize that we're just beasts, we're just like these animals, amen. They live and they die. For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beast. Even one thing befalleth them, as the one dies, so dieth the other. Yea, they have all one breath, so that a man hath no preeminence above a beast, for all is vanity. See, we try to raise ourselves up to be something that we're not. Amen? We think we're better than God's creation. We're even to the point in the day and the hour that we live. Now, you listen to me. We're trying to change creation. See, God created us. He made us male and female. Male and female created He them. And he brought them together and he put them together, praise God. A man and a woman. He created a woman for a man. Amen. But when we go against that, we're going against creation. Say, you know what? Two men or two women, whatever. And say, that's what they want. That's the final goal, just whatever. Whatever I want to satisfy my old wicked flesh, that's okay. But God said, hey, go against creation. We forget about the Creator, and we forget that He created us in the likeness of His image, that we might give Him glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think it's ironic when Jesus was going in on that triumphant, the scribes and Pharisees and priests, they said, hey, listen, Lord, tell them to be quiet. Amen. They was hollering, Hosanna! Hosanna in the highest! Amen. Lord, save! Looking for a key. Praise God. And they said, tell them to be quiet. And Lord, it was ironic. The Lord said this. He said, if they be quiet, He said, the rocks will cry out. Amen. Because even the rocks knows they's a God. Amen. Praise God. They're created by the Creator for His glory. Bless His holy name. But He said, they all die. He said, both of them, we die just like animals. Amen. We live and we die. And the body goes back to dust, which come in the spirit. Ecclesiastes 12:7 goes back to God who gave it. Amen. So if we just think that we live and we die and we go back to the dust, there's no afterlife, then we might as well just eat, drink, be merry, for tomorrow you die. Amen. Enjoy what you can while you can. But I think that's the mentality of the world today. I'm just going to enjoy what I can, praise God. But what about eternity? What about eternity? We forget about a future existence. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we got to remember, He said, I'll go unto one place. All are of the dust, and I'll turn to the dust again. But He said, who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth upward? And the spirit of a beast that goeth downward to the earth. I hate to bust your bubble, but I don't know about if Fido's gonna make it or not in the glory. A lot of people say, well, you know, our pets is going to be there with us. Well, there may be a whole host of pets in heaven. I don't know. That's up to God. But all I know is what God's Word says. They don't have soul. Amen. Amen. The spirit part, that life goes out of them. They're done. They go back to dust. Amen. I know we love our little animals. I mean, hey, they're a blessing. God gave us that to use and to love and to care for. And that's a good thing. It trains us up. I mean, that's why when a little kid starts getting up old enough, mom and daddy get them a little puppy because you start teaching them responsibility. They teach them to feed it and to water it and to love it, Sarah. And take care of it. Amen? And take as it grows up and gets bigger. Amen? What we do, we get them as a little puppy, and as soon as they get out of being a puppy, they turn into big old ugly dogs. And then we're ready for mama to take care of them. But I'm afraid that's what happens. That's the way we live life. Amen. We grow up and we expect we get something, but praise God, we don't want the responsibility. And we're living in a whole society. We don't want responsibility. We just want to eat, drink, marry, and just carry on. But glory be to God. I'm glad there's a God of glory. He said he's a better hope for mankind. Amen. Praise God. What he's talking about, he said in verse 21, he said, who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth upward? And the spirit of beast that goeth downward to the earth. Hey, if you think about that, as a man that's regenerated, that's been born again, he's got a blessed hope. But that person that's never been regenerated, never been born again, he has no hope. Amen. All he has hope in is this world in which we live. And this world will let you down. Amen. But when we have that, all this world can do is satisfy the flesh. Amen. It's satisfy the flesh. Unless we're giving God the glory for all that He does, allowing us to be a part of something that He's made. Amen. That satisfies the flesh. That satisfies the soul. That puts us in a different relationship with Him. But He goes on and says, wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his portion. For who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? He said, an unregenerated man, a man that's never been born again, He might as well just eat, drink, and be merry, because this is as good as it gets. Amen? This is as good as it gets. It won't ever be no better. Well, if I had a hope in this world only, I'd be of all men most miserable. But praise God, I've got a hope that's out of this world. I've got a hope that's in Christ Jesus, my Savior. Amen. The one who died for me and gave me an opportunity to be born again, regenerated in the likeness of my precious, holy Savior. Praise His noble name. So what can change this? Get us out of this mindset, just eat and drink and be merry, and then, you know, tomorrow we'll croak and go on out of here. They'll take us out here and bury us, and we'll all be done. I mean, let me tell you what make a difference is God's promise, that gift that He give us. Verse 13 says, also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. But He said, this is the difference. He said, it is the gift of God. He said, we got to remember that everything we're enjoying comes from Him. Amen. Everything we're enjoying. I told some folks a while ago, I said they was talking about praying. And they said, didn't always pray over a meal every time. I said, well, number one, if I'm in a restaurant and I'm going to eat, I'm not going to eat without praying, because I don't know who's back there cooking. Amen. And number two, praise God, I'm going to bow my head and I'm going to give God glory for what He's setting before me. I'm going to give Him the praise. Amen. I'm going to thank Him for what I'm about to put into my body, that it be used for His glory. Amen. That God would get glory. See what you say, what I'm saying now, I'm saying we need to be giving God the glory for what God does. Amen. All the days of our life. If we're able to get up and go, be able to motivate these old bodies, no matter how stiff and sore you are, no bones and ache and moan and creak and crack, praise God, we still are to give God glory. Amen. What are you saying? Old preacher is saying this. He said, for an unregenerated man, somebody that's never been born again, all they got is right now. Right here, right now. But he said, for me and you that's been born again in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we got a hope of eternity. He said, they're not seeing a future existence. And they're getting, all they have is the past and right now. The glory of God, we've got the past. We know where God brought us from. We've got the present. And the most greatest present ever was the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We've received the present. Glory be to God. And we're looking to the future. Amen. And the future's getting brighter and brighter. Amen. In Christ Jesus our Savior. Glory to God. It's looking better farther on. Amen. Praise the Lord. I used to worry about getting old. You ever worry about getting old? Amen. Yeah, I used to worry about getting old. And then one day I woke up and I was. Amen. And I thought, well, I done come this far, might as well just not worry about it no more. I guess I'll just go to the end and be finished. Amen. Quit worrying about it. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Amen. I just enjoy every day. Wonder if that's what the old preacher's talking about. He said, enjoy, eat, drink, be merry. But remember, you're going to die. Just like a beast. But praise God, there's a life after death. Amen. We talked about that life after death experience Sunday morning, Sunday night. Amen. That's what we're looking for, is that life after death experience as we travel from here to yonder. Praise God. Before they ever call the funeral home, call the direct funeral home director, before they ever take you out and plant you in a box. Lord be God, we're going to be shouting around the throne of grace. Amen. We'll be joining in that new day, that endless day. Glory be to God. It will never, where the sun will never go down. Amen. Praise the Lord. We've got a blessed hope. Amen. And we just have to remember not to forget God. Amen. That's what Paul would say so many times, what David would say, Lord, help us just keep you before my face. He said, the Lord was always before my face. Amen. He's right there in front of you. He said, come on a little further. Praise God. He said, you're getting closer to it. Kind of like some of these mamas at the ball game. Amen. We've got a cheerleader in the Lord Jesus Christ. And He said, come on, you can do it. Praise God. When the devil says, why don't you just quit? Amen. He said, He'll send a cheerleader along. Like Papa was, or Brother J.R. He'll say, why don't you just quit down at church Sunday morning? Amen. See, there ain't no place to quit. Praise God, because we know of a future that's just out ahead. Praise God. Amen. And we ain't none of us as young as we used to be. The future's getting closer all the time. And all what a glorious future it is with Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. In the precious around a precious throne of God, giving Him glory all the days of our life. You preacher, I'd get old after a while. I don't think so. I don't think it ever. Hey, listen, I don't ever get tired of giving Him. I don't ever get tired of giving Him praise here. Not spiritually, my physical body might. But praise God, when I get over there, my physical body's going to be changed. My spiritual body, my physical body's going to link up. We'd be like that Energizer bunny. We keep going and going and going. Amen. That's what we're looking for. Praise the Lord.